Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Outside the pull of gravity, beyond the spectral veil.
We're back. It's 12 after. There's Dan Fogelberg for you from the Innocent Age album. Chuck Martin is our guest. He's a best-selling author and internationally known business strategist. He's the chairman and CEO of NFI Research. He operates a global idea exchange and research engine with a network base of more than 2,000 senior executives and managers around the world. He's the author of a number of books, including the one I'm holding in my hand, Tough Management. And that's what we're going to talk about today. You know, sometimes folks... We think we're good managers, but maybe we're not as good as we think we are, or maybe we're missing the mark. And Chuck's been doing some research on this to find out how effective we have been. And he's going to turn the mirror around on us a little bit. Chuck, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you here. In going through your book, I really enjoyed it, Chuck. It's well done, and I like the way you did your research. You went out and you collected this information, and you presented it in a way that's very well done and very well written. And I like this type of a book, bringing back this kind of information from other people the way you've done it. Better than say the ones where it's all about the interview. They actually publish the interview itself. I really just need the numbers, and that's what you've done here. And I congratulate you on that.
Well, thank you very much. We find that people are really too busy today to read anything else. We talk to people and say, oh, have you read that book? Oh, yeah, I've been through it. They don't mean they've really sat down and read every page. They mean they've gone through it and taken out what they need, and that's what we think people in business are looking for today.
That's exactly right. And Chuck, one of the things that I got as an overview of your book is that how we think we're managing our businesses and our folks and how we actually are managing are actually two different stories, aren't they?
Oh, totally. What we found pretty consistently in our research is, and we survey 2,000 people every 14 days, and we've done this now for 7 years in a row. And about 2 years ago, we started to see a change in what was going on in business in terms of stress levels were going up, workload was going up. I mean, a lot of really profound changes that we didn't see going back. And we sort our research by people self-identify as a senior executive, or that would be a small business owner, or a CEO of a large company, whatever, or a manager. And when we ask this, we look at the research results, we see that the senior executives view things differently than do the managers. For example, we ask the top executives, how well do you communicate to your subordinates in terms of their strategy, direction, what you're going to be, what they need to do?
Right.
And they say, the news was really good. They say, we communicate really quite well.
Of course, we're excellent. We're geniuses at communicating.
That's right. Then we ask.
Why would you even have to ask a question like that?
Well,
that's what they're—that's what they're telling you, right? Why? I can't believe you asked me that.
They very, very frequently they say we actually do quite well at this. It's all these jerks around me. We have people who don't listen well.
They just don't listen, do they?
We then ask the subordinates, how well do your superiors communicate to you? And the result was the total opposite in terms of effectiveness. So we know there's a gap. And what we find is that top executives, what happens when they find they're not communicating well to someone, what they do is they communicate the same thing again. And that's the
definition of insanity, isn't it? Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result?
Yes, but they don't view themselves as insane, of course.
Right, of course.
So what we found was we came up with some pragmatic things of, you know, what people really need to do and why is it they do it this way. And what we found is that the way people communicate is the way they like to be communicated to. So if a small business owner, for example, likes to get communications in the form of, say, bullet points, you know, just quick items, from the people who work for them, they tend to communicate that same way down. The reality is different people receive information effectively in different ways. So someone might need a conversation, someone might need a phone call, someone might need a big explanation and a memo, someone might need everything spelled out, someone may need a PowerPoint presentation. It could be anything. And the top executives tend to communicate in the same way that they communicate. So that needs to change. We also came up with...
Can I stop you for a second?
You can stop me for a whole minute.
What I think happens in small business is that we communicate with our people as small business as owners. We communicate with our people the way we communicate with our spouses. And here's what I mean by that. You know how when you're in small business, there's a very fine line between the owners and the managers, and because you know we all work so closely together, shoulder to shoulder, and you know there's no, you know, rarely in small businesses are the owners up in another floor somewhere. They're right there on the ground where the customers are usually, and but being that close, it's like being married. And when you're married, you know how sometimes when you're married, you're so close to your spouse that you think something, and then you start talking about it in the middle of that thought, assuming that the person that you're speaking to was already in tune with what you've been thinking about.
That's right.
And so I think we do that same kind of thing in our business, because here are our managers, here are our employees. They've been here all day just like me. Of course, obviously they've seen what I've seen. They must understand what I understand. Therefore, you know, I give them instructions in the middle of this plan, and they're thinking, where's the rest of this?
Right. That is very true. And what we did find, though, that small businesses actually have a great advantage. And we find that pretty consistently in a lot of the gaps between top executives and managers. To your point, the gap is smaller in small businesses. It still exists, but
right.
It's huge in big companies.
And it's because we actually are shoulder-to-shoulder with them.
Yes, the problem that we found in small businesses and some of the medium-sized businesses as well is the people who are most in sync in the way communication works is it's the latest person who saw the boss. That person is totally in sync.
Mm-hmm.
And if the other person, just only one manager away, didn't run into the boss at the elevator that day or walk in from the parking lot, they don't have the same information.
Right. Right.
And so they both see the same data when they go into work, but they have a different perspective on that data. It's very much like it's like being married, and take that one step further, having the
right.
children. The
right.
children don't hear all of the conversations
right.
with parents. They hear pieces of the same data, and
mm-hmm.
they have a different viewpoint.
The other challenge for small business owners is we're not big on memos. We don't put a lot of stuff in writing.
Right. The way
a big company does.
That's absolutely correct. And one of the other fundamental problems, though, in a small business, large businesses too, in big departments, the primary way that people want to be communicated to is a personal conversation. That's
right.
what they've told us consistently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is what people do not have time to do anymore, especially
right.
in a small business.
Hold on to that thought, Chuck. We're going to take a quick break. Chuck Martin is our guest. He's the author of Tough Management. These are 7 principles, folks. We've only touched on one of them. We're going to do some more right after these messages, 20 after.
See the dog and butterfly.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams that we chase be.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend Chuck Martin, the author of Tough Management. Chuck's a New York Times bestselling author and a pretty smart guy, and he's done a lot of work in the area of helping people become better managers and put their best foot forward in their organizations and to allow their organizations to have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And Chuck has agreed to come back at least for the next 7 or 6 more visits to go over all these 7 principles that he's identified in his book. And Chuck, I appreciate that very much. We're talking about communicating clearly. That's the first principle we're covering today. Chuck, what we need now is your website, please.
Okay, it's www.nfi, like Net Future Institute, nfiresearch.com.
All right, and we can find out more about the book there?
Yes. Well, it's all over. I mean, anywhere on Amazon. Barnes & Noble has a great write-up on it. Amazon, of course. It's in all the bookstores.
Wherever books are sold, so check that out, folks.
Pretty much.
Called Tough Management. Okay, we're talking about communication and the difference between how we think we're communicating and how we actually are communicating is pretty significant. And Chuck, it seems to me that even while we can get better at communicating, we can do a better job, we're probably never going to communicate as well as we think we're communicating. There's always going to be probably some level of a deficit there. But it is just important to recognize that that's there. I mean, doesn't that motivate us to try a little harder?
Well, people actually do know it's there as an issue. We ask people what is the most, when we give them a very, very long list, the most significant in order skills, executive skills that you will need to be successful in the future, and communication is number one all the time. And communication is so far number one of everything in that we found in tough management, that if people nail communication, which is very difficult, consistently, they will be in very, very good shape. And what we found is that bad, I'll say, communication doesn't really make a business fail. It just doesn't make it succeed as much as it could. And in a small business, this could be a big difference. It could be between doing pretty well and doing really well.
And it could. I mean, it's possible, without being true, becoming too dramatic. I mean, it's possible. It could mean the difference in success and failure.
Yes, in some cases it could, because someone just did the wrong thing because they didn't understand something.
Well, but most small businesses are, you know, are potentially one bad decision, one wrong decision away from you know, serious difficulty. And if you got a salesperson who makes a bad proposal, that you don't find out about until you're well into the deal, that could become a train wreck.
That's absolutely correct. Or even worse, a proposal that you can't deliver on,
exactly,
that a customer buys into. I mean, that's even worse.
Exactly.
Because you've got, first of all, you then got bad service and you've got bad will. Then you're not going to get that customer back if you don't deliver.
Did you do any research on the communication between the sexes, between men and women?
We did not, and I don't know why. We don't tend to. We never break down male, female.
Well, the only reason I say that is because, I mean, the women on my show, and I'm going to have two women on in the next hour. Today's the anniversary of the Women's Rights Conference, 1848, when a couple of ladies convened a bunch of women to get together and talk about women's voting rights, property rights, and things like that. And so we're going to talk about that with these ladies. But all the ladies that I have on my show admit that women communicate and men communicate differently.
We see that, but I don't have any data on
it.
But it's actually something we might survey. That's actually a good idea.
Well, I think it is because, as you know, more and more women are not only becoming managers. Obviously, that's old news. But more and more women are becoming owners, business owners. It's the fastest growing sector in the small business sector of the marketplace.
Right. Well, communication, we say, and we go through this in the book, people, in terms of if they're top leaders, like leaders of small business, they're more than 50% of their communication to their subordinate should be listening, not talking.
Mm-hmm. I saw that. That's very interesting statistic.
Yeah, and when you think about that, I mean, someone in the course of their day today, just go listen to how much talking you do versus how much listening you do, and my guess is that a majority will be, more than 50% will be talking, not listening.
You call that the 50% rule, don't you?
Yes. And the people who work for the small business owners, they are the further down you go in the chain of command, the closer typically you're going to the customer. And those people, the kind of the people on the street, they really do have a lot of knowledge. They may not know what to do with it, but as the business owner or business leader, you can listen to it and you can decide what to do with it, and then your decisions start to be really reality-based and customer-based. And your employees come back and say, gee, that was a brilliant idea, boss.
Well, the thing is it's really sabotaging yourself when you don't listen. Because you've tried to do a good job of hiring smart people, you put them out there, you're paying them to be in the marketplace on your behalf, and if you don't listen to what they have to say, basically you're going to war without all your weapons.
Well, you could even be going to war with enemies in the field, because they start to resent that you're really not taking their input. You're making decisions that to them make no sense.
Chuck, I got to stop you because we run out of time. The book is called Tough Management. Give us your website again.
www.nfiresearch.com.
And you're going to come back. We got six more principles we got to go over here, haven't we?
Absolutely.
Force the hard decisions. Focus on results, et cetera, et cetera. Thanks for being here, Chuck. Good job today.
I look forward to the future.
We'll see it again. Quick break, right back with Karen Kerrigan. After these messages, the show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. Here's Hart to take us out.
Inspect. Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.